Thank you, Remnant Choir. Greet each other in English. My God is awesome. It means that my God is awesome. And truly, truly, the God that we believe in is the very good God. He really loves us. He even gave us the salvation. That awesome God created us. It was a covenant of the creation. This awesome God actually designed us. That's written in Genesis 1:26. It says that let's create a man in our image. The Creator God, the Son, the Savior Christ, and the Advocator Holy Spirit. In that image we were created. And truly, actually in Genesis 1:27, and He created us as the spiritual beings. In our own word, God created us so that we can worship. And the the time of the worship, time of the prayer, what kind of time is that? Actually, that's the time when this triune God is with us. It's the presence of God. So when you give worship, because the God who created me is with us, well, this weak point and weak part and the sick part will be really restored. Maybe among you, if you're sick, if you really need the healing, you really need to focus on the worship. Because that's when the God is with us, when you give worship. Before you actually healed, He gives you the power to heal yourself. When God really created you, He actually created you so that you can heal yourself. Your body, your brain, that all these things can be really healed by yourself. That's how you were created. The more God's word that will enter into you, the more faith and the power that you have to be by being with you, then fundamental power will be really restored. Then if you have that power, then you can heal yourself. When you give worship, so you really must give the worship through the prayer while you're praying. When you give worship, you really have to know all the time that God is with me. And that will be the answer that God really wants us to receive. Then that time, Genesis 1:28, you're centered with yourself, with the people, with the problems. You will change yourself to be centered with God. If you really become a center with God, then the more capable you will be for the things that have been given to you by God. So simply put, if you can really enjoy the things that are given to you in the worship, then you can receive the power, you can really revive yourself and then others. That's how you were created. This is the principle of the creation that was proclaimed last week. So this week, what kind of covenant you should grab hold onto? That was the covenant of the life. What do we mean by that? Yeah, it's a very important thing. First and most, you really have to believe in the God's absolute sovereignty. You do know that. Absolute sovereignty. Then it's easier for us. It's easy for us to forget. What's this absolute sovereignty? My life is actually in God's hand. My death is also in God's hand. If I receive the blessing, that's God's hand. If I'm cursed, then that's in God's hand. It's not because that I didn't receive that life because I did something. It's not because I'm gonna die because of certain things. All this living and dying, all these things are in God's hand. Of course, there is the word by accident or by calculating. For God, everything was really planned within the God's covenant and God's plan. What's this God's plan? That was to give the life to us. So God created us to give us the life. You have the family. You have the family, your children, the people around you. That all these people are, of course, in the God's hand. You sometimes misunderstand this. Oh, I just met him or her by accident. It's not really. You couldn't choose your child. When they are born, it was him. You didn't choose the parents. When you are born, when I was born, then I realized that my dad is a pastor and my mom is her. Because God gave me for what? For the sake of the life. To give me the life, and then parents are attached. To give me the life, and then these people are attached to me by God. Everything was in the God's sovereignty. Then when you really look at that person, you have to look at them carefully. I have to raise them like this. It's correct. However, you must know that the child is also in the God's sovereignty. Then you have to question this, that whether your child's spirit is in God's hand. There are lots of people around you. There are people who are really good to you. And there are people who always bring the problems to you. But you gotta know that all this meeting was in the God's sovereignty. Because the God's plan is always to give a life. When I went to this mega church in the US, there was a message telling them that people around you, friends around you, you should just cut them if they cut the friendship if they are not good to you. The pastor of that church actually said, God is great. He's not going to touch you if they're bad. It will be the Satan's work if these people who are attached to you brings the problems to you. So in the name of Jesus Christ, you have to cut the connection, cut the friendship. It's not the God's plan. Then people will say, oh, really? Amen. Then they stood up and they praised. But obviously it's different. Why God attached this person, this kind of person to me, to give them the life? Because that would be the first covenant of God. If I disconnect this friendship with them, relationship with them, then they will not have any chance to listen to the gospel. You really have to look at all these people around you. That may be the renowned people. That may be the lacking people. The things in common is that how they are created by God. However, these blessings had been really taken away. That's why God gave us the life first. The people around you, you have to give them the life. You can't gain it. It should be given by God. Your kids, the people around you, they are given by God. For what? To revive them? To deliver this life to them. You have to grab hold on to that covenant. Then you shouldn't let it go. Then for that purpose, God gave us the freedom. Freedom in within the limitation. Without the limitation, what's going to happen? What if it's limited so much tightly? What the parents will say to their kids before they go to school? Be careful. Why? There are lots of dangerous things. There may be the vehicles. There may be the very dangerous people. Something might happen to them. So the parents would say, be careful. The same thing. Because there is Satan, you gotta be careful. What kind of existence is this? He's a liar. He's the one who would take all this freedom from you. That's why you have to be careful. Then you know that there is Satan. Then it should have been restricted. Why did they have the freedom? But then you're not going to send your kids because there are lots of dangerous things, and then you will just keep them in the house. But that's not freedom. There are the dangerous things, and you would tell them it's dangerous, be careful, but you still send them to the school. But God said, no, it's dangerous. You shouldn't do it. There's Satan, you shouldn't go out. That's not free. And then these kids will be just locked themselves up in the house. God gave us the free will. God gave us the word of God. You have to believe in God's word. Through God's word, He gave the covenant to the human that do not eat this fruit from the knowledge of good and evil. God even prepared the answer first so that it will be fine even if you get tempted and deceived. Because from the beginning, God's purpose and the plan is to revive, to give them the life. Even if you fail and if you make mistakes, still the life is guaranteed. Why? Because God wants to be with you. Then God really make us the warning. You have to be careful with the Satan, because Satan is the robber. Satan is the one who will just take the most important part. What was the most important thing between God, the relationship between God and me? That's with. If I'm God is with me, I'm the happiest. Then the Satan thought through how can it make to disconnect human and God. And that's when the incident of the Genesis 3 happens. Because Satan knows our desire. What kind of existence is Satan is? Just like the last week's message, God actually prepared everything, whatever we need. God even gave us the life and the happiness, and everything was given. And it's enough. It's perfect. And then you can just live with these things. That Satan, what did he say? No, that's not right. If you take the fruit from this tree, you can become like God. You can open up your eyes, and then you'll be able to know what is good and what is evil. Satan will just try to give you the better things. That using that desire, then Satan is the one who would will have you to want more and more. But God never said that you have to get it. Because from the beginning, God gave you everything. Then Satan goes opposite. No, you have to get more. You have to do more. You need more, right? That means that you're self-centered. What do you need more? Yes, that is right. So you have to work hard. You need more money. You need more success. You need to get more acknowledgement from the people. The Adam and Eve were deceived by like that. But if you look at the Genesis 4, Eve actually gave birth to a child. Then she confessed this. Then, with the help of God, I received a child. Just by looking at it, it sounds right. By God's grace, I gave a birth to a son. I received. Then Cain was. He was in the Genesis 3, and he was actually dead. Then he's the one. Cain is the one who lost hold of the covenant. So, mother's spiritual state was completely just given to him. After Abel and Cain, Eve actually gave birth to a son. Then she had the correct confession. By the God's grace, God gave me the life, a son. But this is the huge difference. In your walk of faith, you try to get something. You try to get the answers. You try to get success. You try to get the fame, success. That is the religious life. Walk of faith is to believe in what's given by God. Whatever God gave you should be revived. Those who really have the ministry, this is something that you have to be careful. Disciples, all these people are not the one that you gained. God actually gave us spiritually above, spiritually below. There's no difference like that. In the eyes of God, all of us are the ones who need grace. In God's eyes, who is above, who is below, those things don't really matter. We shouldn't try to get something. God really gave me the covenant to deliver this life and enjoyment to the people around me. So that's how the marriage will work. Those people who have the covenant need to raise up. That's why you have to do the evangelism. The missions are the marriage. For the marriage, you really have to look at the marriage like this. Even if you are married with the believers or non-believers, if you're married with someone who has severe spiritual problems, If you marry with a very rich person, everything is for the sake of the evangelism and missions, so that you can really deliver this life of God to people. Then that's what I've been praying for myself. So you shouldn't lose of the covenant of life. Why is that? Because all the people are in the Genesis 3. There is the word representative. It's very important. Because it will represent the whole world, the nation or people. There was the Asia Cup in February. Then, but Japan team and the Team Japan, Team Korea didn't do well. There was one person, a player. He's really young and he's a very good player. He actually belongs to one of the European team. He was a young player. So he wanted to play the ping pong with his friends. So he just ate meal so fast and then he played. Then the captain actually stopped him doing that. Right now it's very important. Because the team is not that doing well. Let's do it together. Let's eat together. Let's have the oneness. This young person said, no. He just wanted to refresh himself because nothing was going good. So they actually got fight. Then the captain actually got hurt on his hand. The next game they lost. Then Korean news were actually broadcasting that incident. This player, what kind of person is that? Then he doesn't know how to respect all these, you know, older people. How bad is it? This player used to be very good. Then all these people started complaining that don't make him the representative. 40% of Korean kept saying that this player shouldn't be in the national team. Even though it's very small. Becoming the representative is very great deal because you are on your shoulder, your nations and all these people of the country are still on the shoulder. So Adam was the first man, first human. He was a representative of the human beings. And what did he do? Romans 5:12, because of this one person's sin, all the human became the sinner. This is some kind of scary part. Through one person, the whole thing was corrupted. One person's disobedience of God's word. One person's sin. Romans 3:23. All have sinned. That's you, us. So just like Pastor Shin said, have you ever seen that tree? Spiritually, you've seen it. Spiritually, you experienced. So you are from the Genesis 3. You are also part of the representative. That's why you were born with this sin. Why is it important being the representative? Romans 5:15-19. Romans 5. But the gift is not like the trespass, for it the many died by the trespasses of the one man. How much more did God grace the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many? Nor can the gift of God be compared with the result of one man's sin. Nor can the gift of God be compared with the result of one sin. The judgment follow one sin and brought condemnation, but the gift follow many trespasses and brought justification. The grace and the sin are different. Because of one sin, everyone became sinner. But God's grace is different. So it doesn't really matter how many times you actually committed sins, and by the grace of God, you will be forgiven. Then 17, 18, 19 are very important. For it by the trespass of one man, death reigns through that one man. How much more with those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of the righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Consequently, just as one trespass resulted in the condemnation for all people, so also one righteous act resulted in justification and life for all people. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the man, one man, the many will be made righteous. So Jesus Christ as a one man, as a representative of the human, have received the sins and then crucified on the cross. John 19:30. On the cross, he really bore all the problems and the sins from the past, present, and future, and he died, he crucified on the cross. Because of one, this person as a representative, because he was a righteous, righteous, then all of us are really became righteous. So Jesus Christ really came as a representative of the humans. That's John 1:14. The Word of God came to the earth with the flesh body. And to save all the people, he really received the problems, or received all the sins, and then he really finished and fulfilled the Genesis 3:15. We cannot really receive the salvation all by ourselves. Because you've done the great thing, and then that's how you receive the salvation? Not really. There is only one person who can receive the salvation, that is the Jesus Christ. And then this Jesus Christ, as a representative of human, have received all the sins and then died on the cross. That is the God's grace. Grace means that he really did something that no one else could. What's the true grace? So as a true king, and he really crushed the head of Satan. That 1 John 3:8. No one can forgive our sins. That's why he really came as the true priest. Mark 10:45. All by himself, and then he really became the sacrifice, living sacrifice. He really finished everything and on the cross, crucifying. As the prophet, John 14:6. so that we can really be with God one more time to really fulfill this God's word, to really give us the eternal life. He opened the path, opened the way. And then God really gave us the grace to believe in this Christ. So by God's grace, God gave us the blessing to become a child of God. All of you here, if you really believe in God and in Christ, and then you are the God's child. So when you really look at these people in the church, you really have to cherish them. Because these spiritual facts was really delivered by grace. It doesn't matter how long you stay in the church. It doesn't matter how great your, how intelligent you are. All this grace, you can understand by the grace of God. Then, around you, there are lots of people who are not really aware of that. There are lots of people who are not really have the assurance of this of this part. Why God really gave me all this family and then friends and people like them around me? Then there are lots of people who are really targeted for the evangelism that given, but you're not aware of it. What do they really need? They need a grace. They need a God's grace. Just like how you really understood by the grace of God, you really have to know that all the people actually need to receive grace. That's what it means by the ministry. It's not really about telling them many things. You really have to help them so that they can really receive the grace. You shouldn't think that you gain something. There are only things that you can actually gain. That's Philippians 3:14. This is the confession of Paul. For the sake of the throne at the crown of the throne, then I will run to get that crown. That means that lives, the crown of the lives that are around you, for the sake of that, you run. But God gave you the blessing to receive this, to gain these crowns. Those people who really received this grace is what we call the evangelist. What is the true grace? To really revive the others. To give the life to this person. So that's the work that only God can do. If you can really do it through the God's grace, and then that's the greatest blessing. These things are really given to you. So to the people around you, these covenants should be really gave. And because that's what we call the identity. Where I'm from, who I am. Who I am, where I'm from, who is God. All these parts should be really delivered. The more important thing is that you really have to know that God's true plan is to give them that life, because all of them really need to have that life. Just once, if this life enters in them, and then that will do. Because this life is the one to restore everything. When this life of Christ enters into them, and then all this work will be done. Even if you don't help them, because they have this life of Christ, they can grow. if they have this life, and it doesn't really matter if they have the problems, conflicts, all these things wouldn't really be the matter. So is this? This is the Jesus Christ who really gave all this work. So Jesus Christ said this. In the first service, Pastor Shin said this. On this rock, I will build my own church. The gate of Hades will not be able to overcome it. I will show you the secret of the prayer. No matter what that is, if you pray, then it will be answered in above. So this eternal life had been really given to you. For what? To revive them. Because you have received a life, you have to return this life to who? To the dying souls, to your family, to your children, to the people around you, to all of them, to really give them this eternal life. You were called beforehand. God showed His grace to you beforehand. There is no one who is above, He is below. In God's eyes, everyone needs the grace of God. You shouldn't be centered with the people in your walk of faith. Because your faith should be centered with this life. It's not even with yourself. You should really be that centered with God. So grab hold on to this covenant of life for this week. You should really enjoy the grace of God every day. As the evangelist, you have to receive the grace and blessings. Let us pray all together for 1 minute before the prayer comes out. Throughout this week, let me really enjoy the covenant of life, of the life. And let us be centered with the prayer, worship, and God's word. And especially when we really pray and give worship, all this spiritual state will be really healed. Let's really restore all this fundamental power through the worship. So this given life by God will be the life to really revive all these people around me. Even now, there are the souls who are really still stuck in the Genesis 3. But because of the name of Jesus Christ, let them be revived. Every day, let's receive the new grace. And please use us and guide us so that we can really witness, testify this true grace of God. Let us pray.